50. So, John, give us an explanation. I'd really like to understand. Can eyeglasses cause or accelerate eye diseases?
Yes, that's what they do. When you have, say, you're nearsighted and you're wearing glasses, I was saying how the prescription gets stronger and stronger over the years. You know, all of a sudden your lenses are getting thicker and thicker, and you just can't see as good. You can get to a point where they can't even help you see better with glasses. Your eyes will just get so bad that they just can't make a lens strong enough to help you see. And then they try to get you to do LASIK surgery or radial keratotomy surgery. So that's the problem with these things. You know, you can start developing floaters, and you can start developing detached retina. And the thing about a detached retina, one thing you can look for is when your eyes are closed, if you start seeing like flashes of light, like lightning bolts flashing across when your eyes are shut, you can only see darkness. But when you see flashes of light in there, that means there's tension on the retina. It's stretching. And if you start seeing a lot of flashes and things, you should go right away and see an ophthalmologist or a retinal specialist and have your eye examined and see if you're having a retinal tear or a retinal detachment. I had a guy call me a couple months ago, and he's an engineer, and he works a lot. He's probably about 50, and he was a minus 9.5 in one eye, a minus 9.0 in the other eye, which is pretty nearsighted. Most people are minus 2 in each eye or minus 3. And so he got one of the kits and was working with it. And I said, you know, with your – and he told me that he had been seeing some flashes in his eyes. And I told him that's the retina being stretched and pulled on because he's so nearsighted. His eyes very egg-shaped from the muscles squeezing it. So he worked with the kid, and he called me a month later and said, well, look, I'm like an 8.0 in one eye and 8.5 in the other, you know. And I lowered my prescription on diopter, and I got a new pair of glasses coming. And I said, well, that's good, you know, just go ahead and do what you're doing. So then he called me a couple weeks later, and he said, you know, I saw some more of those flashes, and they were getting really bright. So I went to Dr. Luwani that I know here in Boulder. She's a retinal specialist. So he went to see her, and he actually had a small little tear in his retina, about a 16th of an inch long. And she sealed that up in her office. She had some equipment that she used. It's a procedure they do. But if he would have waited just a few more days, he would have had a severe detached retina. So because he heard, you know, what I was saying about seeing these flashes of light, he went to the doctor, and luckily he prevented having a major detached retina. She could help him right there in the clinic with that.
Well, that's wonderful.
So you got to really watch it. And he called me and just was so happy that I told him that. Because when you have a detached retina, that's a very severe surgery to go through. Takes months for your eye to improve. And whenever you have a detached retina, you have to have that surgery done within maybe at the most 10 days. Because if you don't do it right away, the retina won't heal back properly, and you won't get your eyesight restored back to what it was. So anybody with a retinal problem, you need to deal with that right away. You can't wait too long, or sometimes it won't even reattach when they try to do the surgery. You only have like a 10-day period to really get in there and see an ophthalmologist and have this retinal surgery done.
Now,
the people, they just don't realize the severity of these things.
And look at what they lose when...
Yeah, they lose their eyesight. And I tell you, when... A lot of people lose their eyesight. Some people can deal with it. Some people go insane. You know, they end up in a hospital being taken care of. It's not a good thing to go through.
Now, they use also acupressure points in part of this, in part of the treatment and the kit, where acupuncture points are explained and how to put different pressures. Now, what is the intention of using the acupuncture points? What is the end result that we're looking for?
We call it acupressure points. Acupuncture,
Where
they put a needle right into the point.
Yeah, no, I meant acupressure.
Acupressure is where you take your fingertip on your first finger and you actually rub the point. And you just lightly rub on it and you count to 10. And then you go to the other eye and you rub on the point for the count of 10. And then you can also press and release on the point. You might do that 10 times, you know, press and release, press and release. And these points are all around the eye socket, the temple, under your cheekbone, your forehead. They're all around the face that you can work on. They're on the ears, the bottom of your feet. And they help get more energy into the eyes, into the muscles, and they help break up blockages of energy. You know, when the brain tells the muscle to do something, there's an energy that causes that to move the muscle. And these energies run around through your body. So there can be blockages in these energies, and you know, they're not flowing properly. Blood circulation is a big problem. A lot of problems, say Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, a lot of that is just from poor blood circulation to the brain. And macular degeneration, that's a problem with blood circulation to the retina, kidney problems, liver. A lot of it is just poor circulation, and the cells are dying and swelling up, and you know, they're not getting enough oxygen, nutrition, and blood flow.
So the acupressure points can be used to release tensions on the eye and increase circulation?
Right. They can help loosen the muscles. They can help increase energy to the eye, to the cells. When you charge up the particles and the atoms of a cell, those cells can start dividing and growing. You know, a lot of problem with cells is the particles in the cells, the proton, neutron, electron, there's different particles, and they're not charged up and working properly. So those atoms are diminishing, and then so your cells diminish and they get sick. When you charge these particles up, that's what gets cells growing again and dividing. So just getting sunlight is good, you know. That's how plants grow, you know. The sun hits the plants, and the plant can grow. And the same with your body. The energies from the sun can help charge you up, you know. That's why you feel better when the sun's out and it's sunny and nice out. When it's all gloomy and cloudy and raining, you don't feel as good. You know, the energy levels aren't the same.
Now, you also talk about very simple eye movements, or they can be almost like exercises that can be done to improve vision. And this could be done while you're walking, while you're reading, eating.
Laying in bed, sitting on the couch, talking on the phone. You know, when you're on the computer, you know, my phone number is on the CD, the DVD that we send out. My phone number and our website's on there. And people can call me if you have any questions or want some information. There's no charge for that. You know, you can call here at the office, and if you have a problem or want to know something, you can call here. So if you get this premium and have some questions on it, you can call the office. I'm in Boulder, Colorado. And I'm in here 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and I'm on mountain time. You know, the East Coast, you're 2 hours ahead of us. So if you know, anybody needs information or wants to know something, they can always call here. And when you call, you usually get me on the phone.
Well, that's nice. So yeah. The number to call here to support WBAI and to avail yourself of this premium, the Vision self-help improvement kit. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We want to hear those phones ringing. We want to thank you for supporting those of you who supported us so far. The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And for one phone call, you get four benefits. One, you may receive the vision, self-help vision improvement kit that we've been talking about, and that's with the $100 premium. Two, you support WBAI, your station. You support Take Charge of Your Health, your favorite health show. What more can you do for yourself? What better can you do for yourself than improving your eyesight? What a gift. What a gift to give to yourself. What a gift to give to your family. This is not hours and hours of work. It's understanding and adjustments and how to do this. And the more focused you are on it, the more improvement you potentially can have. Right down to preventing eyeglasses in your children, to their ability to heal their eyes and stop progression of eye problems. Right down to, in you, preventing the need for eyeglasses as you're aging, or removing the need for eyeglasses that you might be wearing right now. The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. It always knocks me over when there is a holistic therapy and you go to your doctor and they say, well, it's never been proven. But then you say, has it ever not been proven? You know, what do we need? What do we need?
This is basically something you just get it and you try it.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. And you know, that's really what you have to do with these type of things. You might hear about this guy and you might hear about that doctor did this and this is out there. The only way you're really going to find out is to try it. You know, if it's a supplement or an herb you've heard about, or changing your diet or doing some exercises, it's something you have to just try it. See what you think of it. You know, if you're the type of person that sits around on the couch all day, or, you know, eating food and watching TV, and you're just not an active person, you don't exercise, you know, this might not be right for you. But if you're the type of person that goes to a gym and eats properly and has a good diet and has some idea of holistic medicine and lifestyle and want to try and improve your life and your health, this is fine. It's a great premium. This is a premium that you can take and work with. And I'm telling you, people that maybe they're a plus one to a plus two in their reading glasses or their bifocal or, you know, their reading lens, they can improve that eyesight in just a week or two, and you won't need the glasses anymore. You just have to stop staring at things that you're reading, your head back and forth every few minutes. You can stop and look off to the distance and, you know, let that muscle inside of the eye, I've been talking about, the ciliary body, relax and tighten up. And you just want to start moving that muscle more. And believe me, your vision will clear up on the little eye chart that's in there for checking your eyesight. And just the two eye charts that come with this premium, the Big E eye chart, and the near vision eye chart for checking your reading vision, they're worth the premium, the $100 you're pledging. Because now, for the rest of your life, you can have these eye charts and check your vision anytime you want to and see how your eyes are. And the Big E eye chart, it's 11.5 inches wide and 17 inches long, and it's folded up when you get it. But you need to take it to Kinko's or Staples or CopyMax or something like that, Office Depot and have them laminate it with clear plastic. They'll unfold it out and laminate it, and that way it won't get destroyed and it'll last forever. And you just put it up on your wall at eye level and you stand 20 feet away from it, and you can check your own eyesight and see how your vision is. You can check your kids' eyesight, your grandmother. You know, we've had people in their 90s work with these eye exercises and things, in their 80s, 70s, 50s, 20s. It's for all ages. And it's just something you need to want to do. You know, if you think you can't do something,
you're probably right.
But if you think, oh, I can do that, no problem, you'll see you can usually figure it out and do it. You know, all these things.
And this is a guide.
Remember when you bought your computer and you didn't know anything about it? You learned what your desktop was and how to click on things and how to do this. And pretty soon you know how to use your computer. It's just like getting a manual on how to fix your car. It's the same thing with this vision improvement. You just get it and learn about it and work with it. It's not brain surgery. And, you know, empower yourself, educate yourself, and learn for yourself what this is. Don't rely on what someone else is telling you.
And what are the options? Think about that. What are the options? Contacts, which create problems in themselves, create difficult to keep disinfected, can create reduced oxygen into the cornea of the eye. They can dry out your eyes. You need to change your scripts. What?
You can get corneal infections, corneal abrasions, ulcers, scarring on the cornea. And when you wear a contact lens, it covers the cornea up. And I've been told by Dr. Banker and other people that the cornea gets its oxygen from the air touching it. There's no blood vessels that go into the cornea. That's the clear bulging part of your eye that kind of sticks out over your iris. So contacts are a real hassle. If you don't keep them clean, you can get some severe eye infections going on and damage the cornea.
And what's the other options? The other option is LASIK surgery, which has many possible problems in and of itself. It's very expensive. It has some very serious problems with some patients. What happens is it creates a fixed change on the eye. But the eye is always moving. It's always adjusting. It's always progressing as we age, as we change, as our eye needs change, as we focus in different ways. LASIK is a fixed change that
once you've had it, you can't reverse it.
Exactly.
And they take a laser and they open up a little flap on the cornea, and they take the laser and they actually make the cornea a little thinner. And when they do that, your cornea is thinner. And that's not good. If the cornea is too thin, it can split open, and you can have fluid coming out of your eye. And so once you've had LASIK, you're going to see, a lot of people, I can see 20/20. But I have people call me all the time that have had LASIK surgery. And they'll say, well, I had it 3 years ago, and now I'm not 20/20 anymore. My vision's getting worse. And I say, that's because your outer eye muscles tightened up some more, and they squeeze the eye and change the shape of it, and your prescription has changed. So they'll get the kit, they'll work with the eye exercises, and pretty soon they can get back to 20/20 because they release that tension in the muscle.
What happens is, in many cases, people are told that there is a magic bullet, there is a magic pill, there is Alka-Seltzer so we can continue to drink beer, eat pizza, and eat pepperoni, drink milk, whatever, and that will suppress all the symptoms so we can continue doing it. You know what? There's no magic pill. We have to make some changes. And only with those changes will we function optimally? And that's what Take Charge of Your Health is all about. Take Charge of Your Health is not about a magic pill, a magic cure. But yet, when you are taking charge, when you're working with your eyes in a very specifically planned and organized manner, it becomes like magic because the eyes improve. And your ophthalmologist didn't tell you your eyes can improve. They told you you need these glasses, which is a crutch in your life, and begins a progressive downhill slope. What you're having here is an eye doctor who has put together a kit that strengthens your vision, that can prevent vision problems and even reverse a large number of them. And what is it? It's just your ability with information to take charge of your health. Avail yourself of this kit. So you can learn these methods. The number to call is 212-209-2950. And you get a four benefits with one. One, you call 212-209-2950. You get, for a $100 donation to WBAI, you get the self-help eye vision improvement kit, with a method to start taking charge of your eye health. And what's more precious to you, what's more precious to your children than optimal eyesight? You also get the ability simultaneously to support WBAI and support Take Charge of Your Health. The program that brings you these options, we very specifically relate to health issues that give you options. I have people calling all the time. Oh, they know about this virus and blah, 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 blah. Well, what are you going to do about it? No, they've discovered this. This type of program doesn't interest me. What interests me is to be aware of something and see how we, as a population, as people, as family members, as a member of the community, or as an individual, can take that problem and create a positive change in our life. And that's what this mandate is. It's called Take Charge of Your Health. And every week I focus on situations that can assist you in making positive changes in your personal, your community, your family's health. The number to call, 212-209-2950. I'm going to keep on repeating that till I get a bunch of calls on the line. We've been getting a very nice response, but we need a lot more. The number to call, 212-209-2950. I know that you know how valuable this is. First of all, this premium, the ability to change your eye health with literally very easy prescribed directional program that can change your eye health. That's pretty darn exciting. That's a $100 premium. 212-209-2950. We consider it such a privilege to be able to be on the radio, to be able to share this information with you. It's very exciting to be here for us, very exciting for our interviewees, the people that we bring on to interview. They all call back. Every single one of them call back. They are so excited by the show and the response they get. I've had people fly to Michigan to be treated by a doctor that I had on the radio. And it's not one person. It's multiple people. That's the type of response I get. That's the type of confidence that people have of my ability to sort through medical practitioners and bring you only the best of the best. The number to call, 212-209-2950. I want those lines just burning up. And it would be a joy if when you call, the lines are all busy, so just call right back. The number to call, 212-209-2950. And you know what else we need? We need a challenge grant. I know that there are doctor's offices that turn this program on and that listen to Take Charge of Your Health every single week. I know that there's health food stores that play this. Play Take Charge of Your Health throughout the store once a week. I know it exists. I've heard it, and I've had people tell me that they've gone in and that's what they heard. So I would like you to call, support WBAI, support your favorite program, support your right to know, support the fact that you get information, not hysteria, but information that can improve the quality of your life. The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. John?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Great. So, tell us more.
About nutrition.
Yes.
You know, you're into nutrition, and, you know, I just wanted to mention we do have a website if people want to, you know, get a hold of us and see what we do. And that's just simply drbanker.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people that have severe problems. You know, people are out there with cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, blepharitis, iritis, uveitis. You know, just another thing we work with is retinitis pigmentosa, diabetic retinopathy. You know, these are other problems that need more, you know, help with. People can always get a hold of me here at the office. But a big problem with the body and the eyes and the kidneys and the liver and the heart, it's a lot of it's diet and lack of exercise, poor circulation. And I hear people all the time saying how good coffee is. Coffee's good for diabetes. Coffee's good for this. You get more energy. It's a pick-me-up. There's coffee in them, as you. But, you know, you'll hear them mention about caffeine and things that are in coffee. But I never hear them talk about tannic acid. That's T-A-N-N-I-C, tannic acid. You can Google and read about it. And tannic acid is in coffee. It's in tea. It's in black tea. It's in chai tea. It's in chocolate. They're called tannins. And these things can cause your blood vessels to tighten up. The tannic acid causes blood vessels to constrict, and that cuts down your blood circulation. It can cause liver damage. It can cause liver cancer. And your other herbal teas, green tea, white tea, all your berries, you know, like blueberry tea is very good for the eyes. Peppermint tea opens up the blood vessel. It's real good to drink. You know, you got raspberry zinger, lemon zinger, peppermint tea, you know, cinnamon tea. All these are good. All these herbal teas are fine. But coffee, your conventional iced teas, black tea, chai tea, are loaded with tannic acid. That's why the coffee is black. That's why the tea is dark. That's the tannins in it. And your kidneys have very fine blood vessels in it, just like the eye. And when these blood vessels are constricting and you're not getting enough blood flow into the tissue of the kidneys, you can start having kidney problems. When you're not getting enough blood, oxygen, and nutrition in your brain or your retina, you can start developing problems. Because when a cell doesn't give blood and oxygen, it swells up and it can die. So it's very important, blood circulation. And, you know, it's like people with arthritis and gout. A lot of that is caused by eating foods high in purines, P-U-R-I-N-E-S. And you can Google this. You can Google foods high in purines, and there's a whole list of them. And when you eat these foods like alcohol, sugar, asparagus, barbecue sauce, I mean, there's a lot of foods that are high in purines. Shellfish are very high. So when you eat a lot of this, you're getting a lot of purines. Your stomach digests the purines, and it gets into your blood system. Your blood gets more, it develops uric acid in the blood. And this uric acid is what causes these crystals to form in your joints. So if you stop eating foods and high in purines, if you stop eating so much of this, and you start drinking black cherry juice and strawberry juice, they help eliminate this acid in the body, and they help eliminate these crystals in the joints. And I've had people in just 2 weeks start drinking strawberry juice every day, or black cherry juice, maybe an 8-ounce glass a day. Just in 2 weeks, their arthritis and gout and things feel a lot better.
And that,
there are things you can do for arthritis and gout.
Now, how would that affect vision?
Well, when you don't feel good and you're depressed and you're emotionally upset and angry, that can affect your eyesight. That can cause the outer muscles to tighten up. So when you're not happy and you're not, you know, feeling good, that can affect your eyesight.
It's very interesting because most people don't really understand that one of the primary reasons that we cannot see clearly is that our eye muscles have too much strain, tightness, and constriction and contraction. With that, a very important piece of this program and this path to naturally reclaim our perfect unstrained vision is to learn how to relax our eye muscles. How do we go about doing that? How do we learn? I understand, because it's very interesting with the motion of the page away and close, away and close, away and close. It's like contracting and releasing and contracting and releasing muscles, which increases circulation to the eye. But in the other times of day, how do we learn how to relax our eyes?
You have to learn what's tightening up the muscles, what's damaging the muscles, and stop doing that. And that will help relax them. Also, the eye exercises that you work with. When people have lazy eye or crossed eye, amblyopia, that's where the eye's looking in towards the nose, or it's looking out towards the ear. A lot of children get amblyopia. And when you have little kids, you know, a year, 2 years old, 3 years old, you have to let them crawl around on the floor and on furniture and stuff, where they're putting one hand out in front of the other one and they're moving around. We find that if you keep little kids in a crib a lot, they develop amblyopia because they're not out moving around, they're not moving their eyes around, and they can get lazy eye. And lazy eyes, where some of the muscles are real tight and they're pulling the eye over towards the nose, and the muscles on the other side of the eye are loose. So working with these eye exercises, you can improve lazy eye and amblyopia with these exercises. And it's a big problem, amblyopia, with children. You know, they get it. I've even met adults with a crossed eye, you know, lazy eye. So there are things you can do for that.
And some of those are the left-right motion.
Right.
Left-right motion.
Left-right circles.
Circles,
there's
okay.
A lot of things you can do.
So you're involving both sides of the brain and almost like challenging them and strengthening both sides of the brain and both sides, and it can be both sides of the muscle, but it also has a lot to do with the way the brain functions, left, right. Is that not
you
true?
Try to do things with both hands. You know, try to write. If you're right-handed, try writing with your left hand. You know, if you're doing something with your right hand all the time, if you're trying to pick up a glass and drink some water, use your left hand. You know, use both of your hands. Become ambidextrous. I forget how they say it.
Ambidextrous.
Yeah, when you use both hands. And that's good for your brain, you know. And back to the nutritional thing, I wanted to let people know that artificial sweeteners, they have aspartame in them, but they also have methyl alcohol in them. And the methyl alcohol in these artificial sweeteners are bad for the optic nerve and the retina. So they're not good for your eye, and those artificial creamers, the chemicals and things in them. So you really want to watch artificial sweeteners. They never should have come out with that. It's the cause of cancer and a lot of other things. And
I remember in the movie Super Size Me, where the man was drinking diet drinks, one after quarts, liters and liters of diet drinks every day, and he went blind.
Yeah, and it's from the methyl alcohol.
And they hospitalized him and pulled the liters of the diet drink. He was not allowed any diet drinks in the time he was in the hospital, and his eyesight returned.
Right. He's lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these eye drops to get the red out of your eye,
mm-hmm.
you know, they remove red, bloodshot eyes. Well, when you use those drops, they have chemicals in them. And if you're using those every day and a lot, if you use them for a year or more, the chemicals in those eye drops can damage the Schlemm's canal. That's a drain in your eye that lets fluid out of your eye. And they can cause glaucoma to develop if you're using them too. And another thing, you know, people that have glaucoma, they use these different eye drops to lower their pressure. And it'll lower your eye pressure, but while it's doing that, it causes cataracts to grow in your lens. So you're lowering your eye pressure with those drops, but over time, you're starting to develop cataracts from using those eye drops.
So we've discussed many things that are big red flags, but we're also discussing some solutions. But the way to get a better overview is the kit that we have. It's called the Natural Self-Help Vision Kit by Dr. Barbara Banker. B-A-N-K-E-R. Deborah Banker. And it's a natural self-help vision kit. And what she has done is there are many different methods of vision, self-help vision. In many cultures, they understand that vision can be improved through herbs, through motion, through exercise, through the way that we read. And so she has compiled from multiple cultures and from different programs in the state and made a very complete program that will assist you and assist us in improving our vision. That kit, with a booklet, a DVD, and vision charts, is $100. And what do you get for that $100? Let's tell you, it's like a 4-for-1. One, you support WBAI. One, you get the self-help vision kit that you can use in your home, you can bring to your community, to your church group, to your book group, and work together to improve your vision. You can use that with your child to improve their vision. So you support WBAI for a $100 pledge. You get this self-help vision improvement kit, which is priceless. You support Take Charge of Your Health, and you tell the station you love our programs. You love the fact that they empower you. They empower you to live a better life. This is not a soundbite, folks. This is a 2-hour program. You'll never get that anywhere else. It's a 2-hour program explaining what can be done for vision problems, how you can prevent them, how you can identify them, and how you can begin the process, if not complete the process, of turning vision problems around. So the number to call, 212-209-2950. We have this premium for you. You get to support your favorite radio station. And you know, I say that with confidence because that's why you're listening right now. This is your favorite radio station. And you get to support your health program and possibly your favorite health program. You get to support Take Charge of Your Health. The number to call, 212-209-2950. I have John Monroe here on the line, but I need more calls. I need them to come in. I have much to talk about. There's lots more to talk about on what we can do to improve our vision. But even to be able to hear it, you need to support WBAI. The number to call, 212-209-2950. And understand that what you get most other places is filtered. It's read by lawyers for the legality of it, and it's filtered by the sponsors. What you get here is information that gives you another side, another look at a problem, and it explores it, it examines it, it looks at it from the left and it looks at it from the right. And now what do you have? You have the information to make an informed choice. I've been to eye doctors. What do you get? They don't give you exercises or give you supplements. Well, now they do. They have one supplement. They've got this Bausch and Lomb eye supplement, which is very weak. It's better than nothing, but it's very weak. But for years, they never gave you anything that would assist you or help you to improve your vision. What they did was you walk in, you get a crutch. And then you need more help, you walk in, you get a stronger crutch. And then you walk in, and now you need a stronger crutch. At any age where you start this process, at absolutely any age that you start this process, it's a progressive, literally a progressive disease of limiting vision. You start this program with your children and start working with them. They might never need to use glasses. And if they do have glasses, guess what? They're the fastest responders. They respond the most rapidly to this type of therapy. And this is called the Vision Improvement Kit, Natural Vision Improvement Kit. The number to call, 212-209-2950, and we will gladly accept anything that you choose to give to support WBAI, to support this program. $100 pledge, and you will receive this self-help vision improvement kit, or a $1,000 pledge that will help keep WBAI on the air and keep Take Charge of Your Health here and available to you year after year after year. We've been here, I kept on saying 12 years. Guess what? It's 13 years in some form or another. We've been here sharing information, life-changing information with you on the radio. So what we want is another 13 more years. The number to call, 212-209-2950. WBAI has been here 24/7 for 53 years. What can you say? What other... Oh, I just got corrected. 54 years. 54. Is that amazing? What other radio station? Go through your dials. What other radio station has been here for 54 years? I don't think you can name one. And we've been 24/7. And guess what? Our only sponsor has been you. I'm speaking to you. You are our only sponsor. And it's you who we turn to when we need support. And it's you who we direct our programs to, because we hear you. We hear your interest. We also know you. Why? Because all of us here are just one of you. And we understand your health needs. And we bring forth and bring forward doctors and authors that can assist you with those needs. And you know that. That's why you're listening right now. The number to call, 212-209-2950. First of all, I want to thank absolutely from the bottom of my heart every single person who's called so far. And those of you who will receive this vision improvement kit, you're very lucky. This is a really wonderful premium. I'm proud to bring it to you and proud to bring to have it available to you. But second of all, those of you who haven't called, who aren't supporting, please understand you're listening because you love BAI. Where else are you going to turn? Where are you going to turn the dial to? This is a jewel in the center of the dial, and it's priceless. Just like your vision is priceless and improving your vision is priceless, WBAI is priceless. They have people coming left and right who will drop cash down to buy this station. But it's only you. It's you who keep this alive. 50, just like Reggie told me, 54 years. I'm proud. I'm proud to be part of that legacy. And I know you're proud to have us here. So support WBAI. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We've had, and we're still in the process of having, an absolutely amazing show. Where else are you going to find out how to prevent, reverse eye problems? Where else are you going to hear that? You're not going to hear it from your doctor when you go in. You're going to hear it on Take Charge of Your Health. You're going to hear it on WBAI. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We just have a couple minutes left. John? Hi.
I was wondering, can people order a premium throughout the fund drive?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Tomorrow
They can call me tomorrow. They can call me the next day. They can also listen to this program. So if you've heard this program and you know someone that needs this form of assistance, call them up. And they can go into the archives and listen to this program. This is, you know what the definition of power is? The definition of power is having the knowledge to make choices. It's education. And that's what WBAI gives you. It looks at issues. It looks at health problems. It doesn't say, hey, let's all line up for this surgery. Let's all, no. It says,
that's why you need free speech radio. You're just going to hear what some guy can afford to get on the air on another station and pay for the airtime. That's all you're going to hear about. That's how these corporations are taking over everything. You know, that's all you see on TV because they have the money to afford those TV commercials. You need to have free speech radio and public TV to have other people on that don't always have, you know, the millions of dollars to pay for all these advertisements and airtime. So you need WBAI, you know, Pacifica Radio. And it's a great thing. We've been doing interviews and fund drives on WBAI since 1995. So we've been there for a long time working with the station.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate, your work. I appreciate what you do. And
I do have some things. I do have some workshops coming up in New York City.
When keep me informed, and we'll definitely let the people know about them, and that would be my my pleasure.
Yeah, they can always call you too if they want to get a hold of us. They can call you. They can go to our website, drvanker.com, and we'll help them out. But they have to take the first step.
Well, in conclusion, I want to say that there's no drug stronger than the food we eat in our day-to-day lifestyle. Taking a drug without changing your lifestyle and then expecting a level of health, a high level of health, is a myth. And it's a myth with life-threatening consequences. And today's discussion really specifically showed that in relationship to eye health, that you can have control, you can create changes, you can create changes in your vision, you can support WBAI 212-209-2950, you can support Take Charge of Your Health at any level you want, 212-209-2950. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Between October 5th and November 8th, become a BAI Buddy monthly subscriber during our 2015 Fall Fund Drive for $10 a month or more. All BAI Buddies will receive a WBAI tote bag and a member's perk card. Also, to show our appreciation, you will have the opportunity to receive one of three Kindle Paperwhite e-readers we are giving away. To become a BAI buddy, call 212-209-2950 or go to WBAI.org and click on the BAI Buddy tab.
Joy of resistance.
A woman's right to choose to be pregnant or not has never been as threatened as a bogus investigation of Planned Parenthood takes place in Congress and clinics across the country are shuttered on any and every pretext. On Thursday, November 5th, 9 to 11 p.m., Joy of Resistance will part the curtain of lies with the award-winning DVD, I Had an Abortion. Cutting across race, age, class, and religion, 10 women break the taboos and talk freely about their lives. We'll also offer a CD of gems from our collection, clips from the 1969 First Abortion Speak Out, Loretta Ross on family planning in the black community, who is behind the doctored Planned Parenthood videos, the late great Roz Baxendall, and music of the movement. That's Thursday, November 5th, 9 to 11 p.m. Because
don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
WBAI is seeking a special person who wants to help WBAI by volunteering their time to coordinate our volunteer program. This means that you have strong computer skills, well-developed organizational and planning skills, experience with managing people, places, or things, and several days per week that you can be at WBAI during working hours. And then there are the fun parts, like meeting some pretty interesting people. Having a good sense of humor and playing well with others is a definite asset. Please send a letter of interest to the volunteers at WBAI.org.
And once again, this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. This is a listener-sponsored community radio station providing you a Pacifica state of mind since 1960. We're in week number 5 of this fall membership drive here at WBAI, making sure that we raise some funds so we can continue to provide you information that you expect from us on a regular basis. The number to call to show your financial support is 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. Or go to give to WBAI.org on the web. Give the numeral to WBAI.org on the web. It is now 7 p.m. Stay tuned for Out FM coming up right now.
That was Betty with Together. Good evening. Welcome to Out FM, New York City's only progressive lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, two-spirit radio show on WBAI 99.5 FM, live streaming at WBAI.org and archived at OutFM.org. I'm Naomi Brussel, your host tonight, and in the second part of the show, I'm going to be joined by John Riley from the American Public Health Association conference in Chicago. The first part of the show is about the LGBT movement in Puerto Rico with interviews by John and also Bob Lederer, an associate producer for us, of Osvaldo Burgos Perez and Jan Sussler about the LGBT movement and its connection to other political parts of the Puerto Rican struggle. Later, I'm going to present an interview I did earlier in October at the Black Lesbian Do-It-Yourself Conference, Do-It-Yourself Fest is what it's called, with the multi-talented Moses Harper. And I want to remind you that we are in Fun Drive mode, and you can call 212-209-2950 or go online to give to WBAI.org to make a contribution and to keep the station going. So moving now into our first segment, It's a special report brought to us by Out FM by John Riley and also the associate producer Bob Lederer. They recently interviewed Osvaldo Burgos Perez and Jan Sussler in Chicago about new directions in the LGBT organizing in Puerto Rico. The movement has expanded beyond LGBT organizing to include demanding the release of political prisoner Oscar Lopez Rivera, who has been held in prison for 34 years. You may have heard about the struggle to free him and to get Obama, our president, to commute his sentence and let him out after all these years. For more than 100 years, Puerto Rico has been a colony of the United States. And, of course, that poses many major problems for the Puerto Rican people who are struggling for human rights. So we're going to begin with Canción de Oscar, or a song for Oscar, and then the interview with Osvaldo and Jen.
Seis de enero, Día de Reyes, nacimiento singular. Oscar López por primera vez hinchaba sus pulmones con vientos de libertad. Criado entre dos culturas y obligado fue a sangrar. Y al volver de aquella selva, decidió que por su patria debería de luchar y luchar y luchar. Y se disparó el primer cañón, fuego que dio forma a su condición de soldado fiel ante su deber.
We're in Chicago. I'm with Bob Lederer. And we're having an interview with Osvaldo Burgos Perez and also Jan Sussler. Osvaldo has a long distinguished history as a human rights lawyer, and Jan Sussler is the attorney for Oscar Lopez Rivera. And Oscar Lopez Rivera is a political prisoner with the Puerto Rican independence movement. Osvaldo, can you talk about this new organization called CABE and how it came about back in 2013?
Yes, CABE was organizing back in 2013 to lobby for two bills that were introduced in the legislature in Puerto Rico, one for prohibit discrimination for sexual orientation and gender identity, and the other one to protect the same-sex couple against domestic violence. It's a movement, it's not a gay movement, it's a movement of people that are interested in social justice and equality. It's composed of gay organization, a gay community organization, but other organizations that are not gay but are interested in the issues of social justice and equality. It was composed of many professional organizations like the Puerto Rico Bar Association, Social Workers Association, Psychologists Association, Public Health School, law schools, and other groups, professional groups, and other social NGOs groups and people in their independent capacity.
What was the result of this combination effort to get this legislation passed?
It was positive because when those two bills were introduced in 2013, they didn't have the support of the, not the legislation, not the community. But as soon as many groups come together and lobby for the approval of those bills, the result was that both bills were approved. So it was important for the community in Puerto Rico and for legislature to have people not from the gay community, LGBT community, but from other sectors of the society to ask them legislatures in Puerto Rico that these two bills were important for social justice and equality and to have other people asking for the rights of LGBT people in our island. So the result was that the two bills were approved back in 2013.
Earlier, you were telling me that in 2013, there was another nodal point in sort of LGBT organizing, but it ended in a different way. Can you talk a little bit about how that struggle unfolded and what you learned from it?
Well, before the 2013, there were LGBT-based communities and organizations, but they were only working with issues related directly with LGBT communities, not to other issues going on in our society. When CAVE started, CAVE received the support of other organizations, non-LGBT organizations. So as a result, the LGBT organizations and CAVE think that we have to help other organizations with other struggles and other fights that are not LGBT issues as all. So that's the main difference from CAVE to other the other LGBT organization that were in fact in Puerto Rico before that date.
In 1998, the Sexual Orientation Non-Discrimination Act, or SONDA for short, was in the New York State Legislature. The New York Association for Gender Rights Advocacy, or NIAGRA for short, pressed a mainstream gay rights lobby group to add gender identity to the bill and were refused. The group said that instead they would help with the New York City ordinance against discrimination against transgender people. In 2002, the Sexual Orientation Non-Discrimination Act passed without transgender inclusion. This resulted in a big controversy in the LGBT movement in the state over this failure to include statewide protections for transgender people in legislation initiated by lesbian and gay organizations. Has there been similar incidents in Puerto Rico where a single issue focus prevailed when lobbying for legislation?
Yeah. The same thing happened in Puerto Rico, or similar in Puerto Rico, because in 2009, a bill was introduced in the House of Representatives to protect or to prohibit discrimination only by sexual orientation. It didn't include the gender identity. So there was a division in our LGBT organizations because one sector says, well, then let's go for the sexual orientation rights or non-discrimination rights, and then we go after the gender identity. And other organizations and other people like me did not support that kind of legislation because it has exclusion by itself. We're convinced that if we approve a legislation to prohibit only discrimination by sexual orientation, it would take many years to have another bill be passed in the legislature to include the gender identity alone. So at that point of time, the bill was not approved, and then in 2013 it was introduced with both gender identity and sexual orientation. And in the lobbying process, many legislatures says they were willing to approve only if we took away the gender identity, and we said that we are not going to accept that, and we were going to support that bill if it includes both gender identity and sexual orientation, and it was approved including both aspects.
It's quite a important story of solidarity, and it seems like it's affected your general approach to organizing, which is very expansive. It looks at human rights as a multifaceted issue and is not single issue politics at all. So you've started a new project that involves Oscar Lopez Rivera, who struggled for independence for Puerto Rico and is now in a federal penitentiary. He's a political prisoner. And can you tell us about why you're supporting his release from prison and what CABE's position is? And can you explain what CABE stands for in English?
Yes, CABE is the name of CABE is a committee for the search of equality. But CABE is in a Spanish word that means to feed it. As soon as the two bills were approved in 2013, we got convinced that it was necessary to continue working, but not only in regarding LGBT issues too. We know that we got convinced that CABE is a human rights organization. So as we are willing to take part of any issue that affects human rights, and whenever there is injustice, CABE is going to take a position. So that's the reason that we think it's important to CABE to take part of the campaign to free Oscar Lopez, because the history of repression that Oscar Lopez suffers is similar, that has a lot of similarities with the history of repression that LGBT communities had suffered by history. So we think that it's important, as it was for us, that other people join our campaign to protect LGBT communities. We think it's important to LGBT communities support other campaigns, even if there is not an LGBT issue in there.
Can you talk about Oscar's attitude towards LGBT rights?
Well, yesterday I visited Oscar Lopez in jail, and we talked about his position about LGBT issues, and he recognized that in one point of time he was a homophobic man and in a homophobic movement. But he learned by solidarity and brotherhood and sisterhood to recognize the value of people that it's where with him in his struggle to in his position to fight for the independence of Puerto Rico, and the importance to him to recognize the support of other people and LGBT people. So right now Oscar Lopez is a different person, and he's supportive of LGBT rights. And right now, I think even that Oscar Lopez is in prison, I think he's the most free person that I've ever met in my life, because his spirit is so free, more than people like me that can't walk free on the street. Oscar Lopez has recognized the value of the person, even besides the labels that identify them.
Bob?
We're also joined by Jan Sussler, who's also a longtime human rights attorney practicing here in Chicago with the People's Law Office, which is a progressive law collective, and has represented many political activists who've been persecuted by the U.S. government, state governments, and she is currently Oscar Lopez Rivera's attorney. She accompanied Oswaldo yesterday on the visit. They jointly visited with Oscar. So, Jan, for those radio listeners who are not familiar with Oscar's case, maybe you could give us, in a nutshell, who he is and what his prosecution was all about and the 34 years he served in federal prison.
Well, I guess one of the things I want to say is that in one way you can measure who Oscar is by who has come to visit him. And Oswaldo, being a human rights lawyer and an out gay man, someone who organizes in the LGBT community in Puerto Rico, traveled all the way from San Juan, Puerto Rico, to visit Oscar in Terre Haute, Indiana. Actually, the line to visit Oscar has been very long. The governor of Puerto Rico, the president of the City Council of New York, archbishops, president of the United Church of Christ, many, many, many people have come to visit Oscar and really pay tribute to him because of his commitment to the independence of Puerto Rico. He's 72 years old. He's a father and a grandfather. He's a Vietnam veteran. But mostly what he is a veteran of the struggle for the independence of Puerto Rico. And in 1981, he was arrested and he was accused of seditious conspiracy, the same seditious conspiracy that 11 men and women were convicted of in Chicago in 1980. They were charged with being members of the FALN, the Armed Forces for National Liberation of Puerto Rico. They were convicted of conspiring to use force against the authority of the United States over Puerto Rico. And really how they saw themselves was people who understood that international law made colonialism a crime, and that international law, thanks to the people of Africa and the people of Latin America who waged struggles against European colonial powers and made international law saying that colonialism is a crime against humanity and that colonized people have a right to use every means at their disposal to oppose it, and that colonized people have a right to live in a society where they determine their own destiny and their own self-determination. That's who Oscar and his co-defendants were and are. And that was a long time ago. That was 34 years ago when he was convicted. And his co-defendants were released. Most of them were released in 1999.